Hello and welcome to the adventures of Poncho Man and the Blanketeer in DIY Budget Superheroes. You're joined by me, Poncho Man.
And me, the Blanketeer.
And today we're going to be raping your ear holes with some dodgy conversations about random ass shit from around the world.
I don't think I'd use the word raping. This is all consensual. They chose to download this.
That's a fair point. But we may do things to you that you were unexpected.
We're going to take you places you didn't know you wanted to be.
Definitely. That's definitely the case right now. So yeah, what is this podcast about, man?
Man, what isn't this podcast about?
It's our pilot episode today. It's our pilot episode. And we're going to be talking about some weird shit.
We always talk about weird shit, and we have scrapped a few pilots because we've talked about too much weird shit.
That's a good point.
Basically, what happens is we talk about weird shit, and now we record us talking about weird shit, and you listen to it.
Yeah.
That's
so it all happened. We got a bit too drunk, and we decided to record our conversations, and then we listened to it the next day, and we're like, this could make a good podcast.
We were hella drunk.
So, we're gonna see how this goes.
Welcome to our pilot episode.
Yeah. Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about today is Bitcoin. So Bitcoin has kind of reached this point where it's screwed itself over a bit.
Oh, come on, I've got to know all this. I'm not up to date on the Bitcoin news.
It's reached its capacity.
How so?
It's maxed out the amount of transactions it can make.
I mean, you've kind of fucked it there, is what's happened to Bitcoin.
Basically, they fucked up on some of the code, and Bitcoin no longer can keep doing proper transactions.
Now how a nerd's going to buy drugs on the internet? Not with Bitcoin, apparently. Now everyone's going to switch over to Dogecoin.
Oh, no. Well, what was that Kanye one?
Oh, God, Kanye coins.
Ah, oh, no. Kanye coins, man, they're not good.
They are not good.
No. Basically what's happened is the average time to confirm a transaction has ballooned from 10 minutes to 43 minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, 10 minutes is already quite a long
time,
I think, to do a transaction.
You could order a pizza in 43 minutes and have it delivered to your door.
Apparently, this has left users confused, and shops that once accepted Bitcoins are now dropping out.
Well,
so Bitcoins,
the alternative to Bitcoin,
is that the end of Bitcoin?
Is money in an envelope attached to a carrier pigeon. That's the only thing that moves quicker than Bitcoin these days.
Yeah, that's true, man, I think, yeah. We can definitely do that. Send it behind enemy lines.
Brilliant.
You know.
Maybe we
could strap dynamite to these pigeons and blow people up with them. Who knows?
I think pigeons are easier to trace than Bitcoin, though, is the issue.
Oh.
I mean,
because they are hiring pigeons.
Fly home.
Yeah. Okay, maybe it's not Bitcoins, because if you want to buy your drugs on the internet... No, what? No, maybe it's not
pigeons.
Who buys
drugs on the internet?
Maybe it's not pigeons, because buying drugs on the internet wants to be with Bitcoins.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, like, PayPal
isn't really
a good option for buying illegal drugs on the internet. Or drugs.
Who actually uses Bitcoins to buy normal things?
There was a coffee machine in Canada that used to accept Bitcoin, and then someone broke it. So, I mean...
They broke it.
Basically,
but it's Canada
now.
Canadians don't break anything.
I don't think
they just say hello, they ask you how you're doing, they give
sure
you a cuddle
like a
and a hot chocolate and...
bug that broke it. I don't think someone vandalized the coffee machine. But yeah,
I was going to say, it doesn't sound very Canadian.
There was also, I think, a gold bullion machine somewhere in Dubai that accepted Bitcoin and dispensed gold bullion, which just seems like a really fucking bad idea to me.
Yeah, like, the value of Bitcoin has fluctuated so much over the last few years.
Takes
that
one
that's
man
just ridiculous.
With one large hacksaw to, like, a whole new level of riches. Suddenly that guy's leaving with, like, a half a ton of gold. Bitcoin... It started out as a great idea before the whole price inflation thing, and now it takes like 12,000 years to mine a coin.
Yeah.
And apparently it takes 6 weeks to process a transaction now.
Not 6 weeks, 43 minutes.
It might as well be 6 weeks in internet time.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
that is a fair point. It is a long time for stuff on
the internet.
It's basically become the slowest, most expensive, and least developed form of currency.
What we should do is get an internet version,
I should say,
of the whatever the Nigerian currency is, where it's like a billion of it buys you a loaf of bread. That'd be brilliant.
Oh, imagine that. We'd all be running around millionaires, billionaires.
I'd be a trillionaire because I've got a tenner in my pocket. It'd be amazing.
How to become a trillionaire.
Can you imagine checking out at Tesco's? All right, that's 47 quadrillion. You've bought a loaf of bread and a pint of milk. That's it.
Cool, thanks.
Yep. Yeah, cheers. And you only have one note.
Can I have my
thousands of them?
Can I have my 500,000 change, please? Like, come on. Like, if you've got a currency like that, you'd at least refigure it.
Vietnam.
So the numbers are small.
Vietnam, like, also has a currency.
You know how
like
MMOs
that
often do, like, number squishes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why haven't Nigeria done that with their currency yet? Like, come on. They're two big numbers to work with on a daily basis. Squish your numbers.
Yeah.
Please.
Just, like,
so I can buy a loaf of bread with,
like
a normal amount
notes
of
and
notes.
Shit.
Exactly.
Just put a one on it.
Yeah, I'm like, there you go. That's your £1 now.
Divide all the currency by a million and there you go.
So
you fixed the problem.
It's silly. It's pretty stupid.
The Vietnamese currency...
Are they just doing it to make themselves look like they're not as poor as they are as a nation?
No, it's because inflation's fucked Nigeria pieces, yeah, mate.
Like, what's Nigeria's GDP?
I think they have $1 in the whole country. That's my like educated guess, but as I was saying, Vietnam also has a weird currency. Not only is it pretty fucking weak compared to a dollar, like a dollar's like a million.
Okay, the Nigeria GDP also is $3,005 per capita.
I've got to tell you this because the Vietnamese currency is called dong. You can buy something for a million dongs. Now that is a currency that you can't take seriously. You cannot.
That's a bad name for currency.
You go to a bar, you spend a million dongs on a beer. Stupid.
But what if you wanted to keep your dongs?
Sorry. It's not how it works.
You can't buy anything if you want to keep your dongs.
Tough.
That's not
good.
Don't
go to Vietnam.
Dong go to Vietnam. That was really bad.
That was really bad. Dreadful.
Oh,
everyone
my God
has just turned off.
Yeah, they definitely have, man.
Like, there's no one still listening after that pun. You killed our entire audience and our pilot. I hope you're happy. We didn't even get off the ground.
Should have bleeped it out because it was that bad.
Just cut this whole section. When we go, like, cut it all. We'll start over from here. Oh, God.
Hello and welcome to the My Budget Superhero Podcast.
I'm not letting you get away with it. You can't start over 7.5 minutes in. That's not going to fly.
Well, that's a fair point.
Oh, we've already exhausted one of our topics of conversation as well, and then you ruined it by killing it all with a pun.
But yeah, basically, to summarise, Bitcoins have kind of screwed up a bit. They need to fix some of their code base and they need to get it back into, basically, running normally, like at a decent speed.
So is Bitcoin going to recover? Because like Bitcoin's whole thing is everyone had to trust it. And if people lose faith in it, it's fucking worthless.
I don't know, like the main issue at the moment is the people who work on the code, they're just not doing some fundamental changes to the core code base that they need to do.
You know what that sounds a lot like to me?
To solve this bottleneck, the Bitcoin community needs to kind of persuade whoever does a program on Bitcoin. I'm not too sure. Is it a crowdsourced thing? Is it like a solo person
does
the coding?
I was looking this
up. I'm not too sure.
It was some dude, and I can't remember his fucking name.
But yeah,
Japanese fella, I believe.
Basically, whoever's doing the coding, then he needs to increase the block size. At the moment, the block size is currently 1 megabyte, and it needs to be increased to 2. At least.
Apparently,
because if it's increased to 2, I'll go back to standard.
While we're
on
the subject,
they're just being silly with it.
Lazy developers. Spotify's goddamn dev team are the laziest motherfuckers in the world. They have an entire website dedicated to people giving them suggestions on how to improve their service.
And they never listen to any of them.
They won't implement a fucking thing. I don't think they have anyone working on dev behind the scenes anymore. Like, I'm pretty sure they've just closed up their software development department and now they just have one dude who monitors the forums and says, yeah, we'll try implementing that.
There's so many things. Like, they said they were going to add podcasts like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Where the fuck are the podcasts? I'm not here yet. I can't find them anywhere.
What about the 3,333 song limit? They said they were going to kill that and then said they were never going to kill it because it affects too few users. But
no,
it affects the users really that pay premium.
Yeah.
The most important users
that are being affected by it, which they should be fixing for us. We're paying a lot of money. We should be able to save as many songs as we want
basically
into our playlist.
They aren't just lazy. They're lazy and incompetent, which is a pretty toxic mix.
I do have to say, though, Spotify is my favourite streaming service, without a doubt.
And they've killed Linux support, which they never really had because they couldn't be bothered. It was made, it was supported by the Spotify developers in their free time, which isn't something a company as large as Spotify should really be fucking able to get away with.
That's a bit bad that they're not on Linux.
Total bullshit is what it is, my friend.
To be fair, though, the core user base won't be using Linux. Their core user base will be using iOS devices, Android devices, Windows devices, or OS X.
That is true, but Linux...
And you can still use their web player on Linux.
That's also true, but Linux is gaining a bigger market share every year. It's gaining pretty quickly.
Ubuntu's got a big hand in that, because Ubuntu's made Linux so user-friendly. Uh-huh. It's brought it down to a level where you can literally just install it and it's plug and play.
Also, you've got to remember, with the online browser for Spotify, the whole browsery thing, I can't remember the word I'm looking for, the browser application, there we go.
Pretty
sure that relies on either Flash or Java. Two technologies which are pretty quickly being killed
off. I thought it
was
HTML5 and JavaScript based.
JavaScript still being killed.
Because I believe they use AngularJS.
Because both Google and Mozilla now have been like, yeah, we're just going to kill these vulnerable, shitty-ass plugins that have killed the internet for fucking 7 years. And, I mean, Sun Microsystems weren't very happy about it. They've put out a really snotty open letter to Google everyone, which was pretty amusing. And Adobe have just kind of been like, okay, Flash is dead now. So
yeah, like standard. Flash died
Flash
years ago.
Flash should have died like 5 fucking years minimum.
It did. Did you know Adobe's redone their Creative Cloud stuff now? It's no longer Adobe Flash CC or anything like that. It's now called, what's the name? Spark or something like that. Let me check. I'll quickly open up my Creative Cloud.
I will let you check.
They have changed it to Fuse. It's now called Fuse CC, and they have another thing called Animate CC.
Or an actual relaunch?
I believe they've changed the code base. It's no longer based around Flash.
I mean, that's...
They've modified
it. That can
only
be a good thing, because Flash was an incredibly vulnerable piece of shit.
They've gone and improved it, I believe.
Actually, while we're on the topic of vulnerabilities, I think it'd be quite interesting to bring up the whole Apple and FBI... debacle, where the Supreme Court in America has ruled that Apple can in fact tell the FBI to go fuck themselves, as they should. As soon as you break encryption on any level, you can't rely on any encryption ever. That's not how encryption works. Like, you can't just have back doors.
It's so ridiculous.
Everyone is then insecure.
Something I love, John McAfee, when this happened, he came out and he's like, you know what, I'll just fix it for free so Apple doesn't have to put a back door in it. Like,
man,
he may be an obnoxious prick.
It's not even just that, I've got some words to say about
it. He does have some good principles when it comes to security.
He does have some good principles, but he was also inspected for massive fraud and he was a total arsehole.
Yeah.
And he talks some serious shit. I was watching an interview the other day, and he suggested that breaking the iPhone's encryption was as easy as just looking in the secure enclave on the iPhone. Just ignoring all the encryption. Just have a little look, see what the password is. Fucking idiot. This man owned an internet security company, which, I mean, repeatedly fucked up. Let's not even bring that up. But he owned an internet security company and somehow couldn't grasp how encryption works, and also seems unaware of the fact that electromicroscopy... I can't say the word! You know what? I'm going to leave it like that. Fuck it. I'm not saying it again.
Electromicroscopy.
Shut up. He seems entirely unaware that that could very potentially fuck up the secure enclave on an iPhone and then make the entire device unreadable. I mean, all it takes is one small slip up and suddenly you don't have access to a key to de-encrypt the iPhone. And unless you've got the lifetime of the universe to the power of a million, you ain't de-encrypting that motherfucker. It's not happening. Ain't practical. So, he's full of shit.
Like, so something that's made me happy is the fact that Apple's actually come out and they did this open letter to their customers and they've told them straight, hands down, everything
really
that's going on with it.
I really dislike Tim Cook, but that earned some respect in my eyes. Like, that was a decent move.
It shows, like, Apple does actually care about its user security. Which, after the iCloud debacle a couple of years ago, was it last year or the year before?
I think it was actually earlier than that. I think it's 3 years ago now.
Yeah, really? Oh my God, yeah, that was so long ago.
It was pretty long
but
ago.
After that, like, I think a lot of people lost their kind of faith in Apple, because That was a pretty bad thing. Like, so many people got loads of shit nicked from their storage.
A lot of really sensitive shit.
Apple. If they're good at anything, it's not internet-based software.
Yeah, just Apple.
What was it?
Avoid
Mobile Me.
Web services.
Mobile Me was fucking horrific, and then they basically just rebranded it, and it was iCloud.
What was Mobile Me?
It was the precursor to iCloud.
Oh, really? Basically, before iCloud came along, I had no idea of anything like that.
I never had the Mobile Me account. I only started...
That's probably for the best.
...using their, iCloud stuff when the iCloud stuff came out, and I kind of regret tying myself into the iCloud ecosystem because it's kind of shit. It's better.
I have used some iCloud as an owner of an iPod, but Google Drive just kind of shits all over it. And I mean, I don't really like Dropbox too much, but even Dropbox is considerably better.
Yeah. Like, the main reason I actually use iCloud is because, all the photos and shit on my phone, it's just so much more convenient for it to just automatically upload without me having to even go into
Google
Android, Apps.
The Photos app does that automatically.
Yeah, but I'm on iOS, aren't I?
You are on iOS.
So it makes more sense for me to go with iCloud. No, I prefer iOS.
Okay. I was hoping you'd let that one slide.
With Android devices, okay, I like them. They're good. But I hate it. I only like Nexus devices.
The Nexus devices are
Nexus
brilliant.
Devices. Yes,
are you
going to? I don't like
the complain
shitty
about the individual
fucking bloatware.
Yes.
Why?
This is why I bought the Nexus now.
Why do they think it's a good idea to rack all of their shit software, all of their shit programs, just onto it? It sucks.
I'm tired of seeing the individual fucking OEM versions of Android that have all this extra shit tacked on that you don't need. My HTC phone had really small amounts of internal memory. And about, I worked it out when I first got the phone, I think it was 72 or 73% of it was taken up by bloatware. And it's all you can't uninstall it. It's stuck there forever. You've got to root your phone to fucking get rid of it.
Do you know who else has a small amount of internal memory? Kanye West. Segway!
That was
segway.
Man, small amount of internal memory. He's not got anything internally. That man's a fucking moron.
Okay, I've got two little things to talk about with Kanye West today, and it's going to make me really happy.
Brilliant.
First one, his new album, The Life of Pablo.
Wait, by the way, fucking ridiculous name and ridiculous album cover.
Oh, the album cover is vile.
Dog shit. It looks like a Doge meme from 2012.
It is a Doge meme from 2012.
Whoa, such Pablo.
Is that photos of Kanye West's family on there or something?
I think that's his,
white, a text overlapping.
His mum and dad's, wedding, I think.
For those of you out there who haven't seen Kanye West's album cover for his new album.
Are we going to have show notes?
Number one.
We need show notes.
How have you not seen
notes?
It? Because Kanye West just kind of floods everything in the world because he's a cunt.
He is.
Number two, it's vile. You don't want to see it. So I'm kind of jealous that you haven't seen it yet.
Apparently, he does a cheeky finger in the bum as well, though.
Yes, I've heard that.
You've heard this.
Yes,
this was all over Twitter. Who was it? What's her name?
His ex before he got with, what's her name? Is it Khloe Kardashian?
The slightly hotter Kardashian, but they're all still kind of mediocre.
Kim.
Kim, that's the one. The one with the giant ass who poured champagne on it to get
and
in their
points. And who put too much Botox and silicone into her body.
That's any of the Kardashians. I mean, one of them literally changed
gender. That's pretty much Hollywood.
Surgery.
Your whole of Hollywood is Botox and
plastic
surgery.
Have you seen that picture
of
them before they had any plastic surgery? All of them?
No.
Man, they are the most mediocre-looking family in terms of looks I've ever seen.
To be fair, I don't think they're that attractive at all.
I mean, they can look pretty attractive. They've got to be above a 5 in the out of 10 scale. But before that, holy shit, they were Mr. and Mrs. Average and their average children. And now they're Mrs. and Mrs. Average and they're weirdly just everywhere children. How can you have such saturation in the media that one family is all everyone fucking speaks about?
I don't get why America's so obsessed with the Kardashian family. All because Kim Kardashian sucked a few cocks.
Talentless cunts, all of them. Talentless cunts.
Well, I don't know.
I'm throwing down the gauntlet right now.
At least Kim has some accreditation in porn.
I'll take them on. I'm the blanketeer. They don't know what they're messing with.
But yeah, back to Kanye West's Life of Pablo. Okay, so apparently he pirated some software to use
allegedly.
And Deadmau5, who I love, I think Deadmau5 is a great person, came out on Twitter and said, yeah, I think he's a dick.
I mean, I think everyone thinks Kanye West a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big fan of Deadmau5. I think he's a little bit of a dick, but I've definitely got a side of him on this one.
Now, like, how much money does Kanye West have? A lot of money. Okay, no, the 53 million debt he has.
He's got minus 53 million.
No, because that money is not his money. That's his company's
money.
Money,
actually.
It's money that's his company's.
She poured a bunch into it as well, and he's just kind of thrown it away and making $500 white t-shirts.
His personal wealth is still insanely high. The only thing that he's got debt for is that clothing business.
You know what got me?
Why do you think he's got a fucking massive debt on that clothing business? Because he's selling, like, torn up Adidas jumpers.
He was selling white, plain white t-shirts, just plain white. Like, you could buy
no logo or anything on
anyway,
it.
No, no, like, you could buy one of these at Primark for £3.
Yeah.
He was selling those basically for, I think it was $250.
Jesus Christ.
And the only difference between that and the Primark t-shirt is that that one came in a bag that said Kanye West on it.
Same materials, same
pretty
factories.
Much, yeah. Man's a prick.
It just has a label with Kanye West in the back. the software that he allegedly pirated was about $200.
$189, I believe, is the exact retail price.
It's pretty bad. Like, someone with that much money should not be pirating software.
Hell, I can afford $189, and I'm a student.
Well, I'm very jealous of you right now, because...
I mean, it would take me slightly further into my overdraft, but let's not talk about
that. Okay, yeah, if we're talking about overdraft, then yes, I could definitely afford one. But that should be safe for
survival. There's affording,
survival.
And then there's affording. It's like, I can't buy food, but I could buy a bottle of vodka, you know? This is the student life.
But yeah, following on from this, like, he's torrented shit, but he's been complaining about the amount of people that have been torrenting his new album, The Life of Pablo.
He's not just complaining.
It's been torrented in a lot of places,
he's
and my favourite place...
He's taking the Pirate Bay to court, and that was where he pirated Serum the other day. The fucking cheek of this man.
Now, the best place that this has been pirated to... Uh-huh. Is the one and only Pornhub. It was on Pornhub. It's being taken down now. Pornhub on the website, it says, this video has been removed at the request of Kanye West. But yeah, his
what
entire album was up to stream on Pornhub.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it made me happy. It made me happy that, like, some creative bastard was like, I'll put it on his porn site. You know what? I'll even tag it with Kim Kardashian so it shows up next to his Mrs. sex tape.
I'll tell you what.
I don't know if that happened, but I hope it did.
I'm checking you porn for Life of Pablo.
Oh, my God. It was tagged with Kim Kardashian. So it probably showed up next to the Kim K sex tape.
Brilliant.
So it's just Kim K sucking some dicks and then him talking about his Life of Pablo.
Who the fuck?
Who
is
Pablo?
By the way,
is it his mum? Is it his dad? Is it his uncle? Is it his Mexican cousin?
I mean, he doesn't look like he's got a lot of Mexican in him.
No, he doesn't at all.
Really. So I'm not sure who. Maybe Pedro's his gardener. Maybe this is an entire concept album about his gardener.
Pedro the gardener.
Yeah. He really likes his gardener. I bet his gardener's giving it to Kim K when he's out.
Why did you say Pedro? Because it's Pablo.
I did say Pedro. Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about Napoleon Dynamite and the whole vote for Pedro thing. And now I'm talking about Pedro.
What's... Fill me in on this.
Have you never seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No. Never heard of it.
Listeners at home.
What is it?
Here's some homework. Go watch Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, here's some homework. Tweet me at Isaac Jackson and tell me what the fuck Napoleon Dynamite is.
Napoleon Dynamite is
a 2004 comedy.
Yeah, it's about a ginger nerdy kid with Gegs and his friend, Pedro.
In small town Preston, Idaho, awkward teen Napoleon Dynamite has trouble fitting in. After his grandmother is injured in an accident, his life is made even worse when his strangely nostalgic uncle, Rico, shows up to keep an eye on him with no safe haven at home or at school.
Paola getting for this. It's like a minute of airtime dedicated to a film that came out 12 years ago.
I don't know how I haven't heard of it, like, if it came out 12 years ago. And it hasn't got amazing scores. It's got 71% on Rotten Tomatoes, 64 Metacritic, and 6.9
It's one of those films that critics
so.
Didn't really appreciate, but a lot of other people did.
Is it kind of like one of those cult?
Yeah, you could definitely call it a cult classic.
I've seen a review here. Offbeat cult comedy set in Preston, Idaho takes Geek Chic to a whole new level.
It's a pretty good film, actually. Pretty funny.
It's about geeks as well. Like, why haven't I seen this? I like geeks.
Go give it a watch.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that tonight. I'll fill you all in on how that adventure goes next week.
We'll do some catch-up, and we'll find out how you found Napoleon Dynamite.
Definitely.
For listeners at home, go watch it before you listen to the next episode, where we'll probably talk about Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
If this episode ever comes out, or the next episode.
I think this will, man. This is going well. Don't knock it until it's there.
I mean, we're pretty balls deep in now. This is, what, 25 minutes?
Yeah, man. Mate, I'm balls deep like I was in your mum last night.
You weren't balls deep in my mum. That's not true.
It was.
I've seen the Snapchats. You were here.
Yeah, to be fair, last night I was up until 7 in the morning setting up our studio for podcasting.
Hello.
So we've got two beautiful mics. We've got two beautiful presenters.
We've even got an incredibly quiet in-studio guest who's just kind of, he just waved. Wait a minute. Lean into the mic. Just say hi.
Hi.
I really hope we got that.
Yeah, we got that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's quite good actually having a guest on our pilot.
It is.
He's a non-talking guest.
He's not chipped in, but his presence in the room's certainly been felt.
Yeah.
He's the first member of our audience.
Okay, so what other topics have we got to talk about?
Man, you know what? I want to talk about Free Mobile.
Free Mobile. What's wrong with Free Mobile? I'm with Free Mobile. I like Free
Mobile.
Free Mobile
are dog shit is what's wrong with Free Mobile.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay, we have differing views here. We have differing views.
I had a Free Mobile contract I had two separate ones, but in total for 4 years.
I've been with them for 4 years.
Two-year contracts. The first one, pretty good. It was a weird pay-as-you-go contract. I paid £15 every month, and I got unlimited texts, unlimited internet, and some other shit. It was all right.
Then, I think I know what you're going
to
say.
Then I switched to an actual contract, £21 a month. My phone was all right until it broke halfway through my contract, which I had to replace. Thanks a lot for that, free.
It's kind of your fault for breaking it.
I thought, man, shut up. Let me be mad here. So then I got a new phone. The new phone was 4G capable, and my SIM was 4G capable. I had to get a new SIM, which would fit my phone because I couldn't cut it down because it was a larger SIM, not a smaller one. So I got a new SIM.
It's all about those nano SIMs,
got a new
whatever
phone.
They're called now.
Yeah, that's what's in this bad boy, my Nexus 6P, which I'm going to talk about later. It's brilliant. Love it. So I got a new phone, got a new SIM, and my 4G never worked, despite making me pay extra for 4G. It worked once, and I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, the 4G works. Never worked again.
My 4G works perfectly.
Man, I wish my 4G worked. So
if I turn off my Wi-Fi
also,
right now,
I'll on top 4G. Of that, man, I had some serious fucking issues with whoever does the billing at Free hated me. 4 times I was double billed for my contract, which when
4
you're a
times.
Student... When you're a student, suddenly having 40 quid disappear out of your account instead of 20 is a pretty significant amount.
That's bad, man.
Yeah, 4 times. And you know what? They wouldn't even refund me. They just credited me for the next month instead of charging me next month, which meant that money didn't go back into my account and twice took me into overdraft and I had to pay overdraft fees. Free can suck my nuts.
That is a bit of a dick move. That
total
is a big
fucking dick
move.
And then today, when I went to cancel my contract, it took me 25 minutes because the man wouldn't let me cancel until I explained why I wanted to. I was like, look, man, just give me my PSC code. Let me move my number over. End my contract at the end of its minimum term. He's like, no, sir. Not until you tell me why you're not like Free. I'm like,
okay,
what, dude? Come on.
Now I'll tell you why I like Free. Free is the only like phone company that gives you the unlimited internet access.
I do like that, but I realized I've never used more than 5 gigs, so now I just have a 5 gig contract.
Guess how much I use on a month?
How much?
About 55 gig.
How do you use 55 gigs on your phone? You have a house with internet in it. What have you been doing?
I stream
a
lot of shit on my phone.
How much porn do you stream in 4K?
That's a secret.
You've got an addiction to serious porn if you've been...
No, like 50 gigs a month. Every
what
month.
What have you been doing?
I do at least 50 phone? Gigs.
What?
Exactly, man.
What do you do to use that? Do you just only use Spotify stream or something?
I just use Spotify streaming all the time. I don't download it to my phone.
You download it to your phone, man.
No, because I've only got 16 fucking gigabytes.
Oh, you got a wanky phone. That's the issue.
No, my phone's the contract's just come to an end.
You see, now this is why
I'm on that rolling contract thing. I'm about to upgrade.
Ah.
After seeing your phone, I'm very tempted to go with that.
It's really tasty.
My only issue is I really like the like camera quality on iPhones.
This is a 12.5 megapixel camera. It's beautiful.
But
it's got really nice.
Have you heard of moment
well.
Lens? I think they're called moment lenses. Let me check.
I have not. Fill me in.
Okay, so what it is, it's little lenses you can put on your iPhones. And they're really, really sick. So you can get really cool wide angles, fish eyes, macro lenses,
something like that telephoto has to lenses. Exist for Android. Come on.
It must do, but I mean, these just look
the
beautiful,
Nexus is
amazing
a pretty
quality.
Big line of phones. It's Google's own line of phones. Someone has to make peripherals.
I mean, like, you already know I do a lot of photography and video based stuff. So for me, to be able to have some good quality lenses on my phone, that's like a life saving thing. I've got a DSLR.
Exactly. Use your DSLR.
Yeah, but sometimes you want a quick point and shoot. And it's cheaper to use your phone as a point and shoot than go out and buy another point
and
shoot.
That is very true.
And the only difference between a good point and shoot and your phone is the lenses. So if you get the lenses on it, you're instantly much better with the photos. So
still Android. And the new Android is,
6.0. It's a beautiful looking phone.
Beautiful.
Huawei. Is it Huawei?
You know what? Who
Huawei.
Even fucking knows?
They
There's
make
people
amazing
in China
phones.
That can't pronounce that fucking name, and that's where they're from. Like, no one knows.
They make some really nice phones, don't they?
Huawei? Who knows? Who knows? Either way, this is a brilliant phone.
The screen on it is
the fact that Google commissioned them to make it already says a lot. I mean, I haven't seen anywhere where
Google,
it's got less than like 4.5 stars out of 5.
Google needs to stop being a dickhead and just make their own devices.
I mean,
I reckon they
have the ability.
They've got the money. They've got the staff working for them that would be able to easily do it.
You know what? I just had an idea. I think it is to keep them sort of attached to the people that are making Android phones.
So they don't get too much exclusivity like iPhone has.
Yeah, they're throwing the manufacturers a bone to keep them invested in Android.
Yeah,
because
it probably
the Nexus is a pretty important line of phones.
But the thing is, that doesn't have to stop them from doing that and then producing their own ones at the same time. Like, have you seen the Chromebook Pixels?
I haven't actually, no.
That's like all developed in-house. Really nice.
I haven't actually checked out the Chromebooks. I heard they were pretty good.
They're really, really nice devices. Like,
but I've never checked
them
out.
It's not for power users. It's not something you go and edit videos on or
just a pretty light
do anything
device.
Like. It's literally just you use web-based stuff. So you use like Google Docs for your file editing, that kind of thing.
My only issue is web-based stuff still just, I don't know, it annoys me, man. Like, I don't know what it is about web-based stuff. I just never feel like I have all the functionality I want.
Like, for me, with web-based stuff, I use Wunderlist.
And a flaky internet connection will bring my data to a grinding halt, and I can't hack that.
Literally, the only things I use is I use Wunderlist, I use Fantastical for my calendar stuff, and then Evernote. And that's pretty much the internet-based stuff I use. Evernote is one of the most amazing note-taking apps there is.
I discovered Evernote.
It was pre-installed. If you're listening, which you probably won't be, we'd like a sponsorship, please.
Sponsor...
Just give us both business.
Because
Evernote.
It was pre-installed on my Shield tablet when it arrived.
Yeah.
And
is that only how you discovered it?
I've
been using Evernote for about 5-6 years.
What happened is the first time I took my stylus out of my tablet, Evernote automatically opened in handwriting mode. And I was like,
oh, that's pretty cool.
Man, this is useful. And since then, I've used Evernote like the past 2 years. It's been brilliant.
I use Evernote on a daily basis. Like every bit of work I do for uni gets put into there. Every bit of work I do for non-uni ship goes in there.
Well useful.
It's so good for organizing everything.
It's like, brilliant.
The notebooks, there's notebook stacks and everything work well. I like that you can favorite stuff and do shortcuts for shit. It's brilliant software.
It's just a useful bit of kit.
And the desktop versions that you can download are pretty decent as well. Although I do happen to prefer the web-based because
the web-based looks beautiful right now.
If there's
a nice web-based client, I'll tend to avoid installing something. Just because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
What's your thoughts on stuff like Wunderlist? Do you use anything
like
that?
I've not actually used Wunderlist. Someone recommended it to me. It was probably you, since you're a big user of shit like that.
Yeah, I like being organized.
I've not used it. I probably should use it, because honestly, some days I couldn't find my own arse with both hands and a map. So Wunderlist would probably help me out. Google Now, though, has been really helping me, because I can just be like, yo, what up, Google? Remind me to do some shit when I'm at this place. And the woman's just like, yeah, man, saw it. I'm like,
the
I'll
woman.
Be, like, I'll be what?
You've got a woman in your phone,
voice.
Man.
Yeah, I've got like my own little PA woman. And I'm like, sup, Google.
Have you heard Siri? Siri sounds
Remind me like when voice. I'm in Linthorpe Road to go pick up some shit. And it's like,
okay,
mate.
Google.
It's not going to work. It only recognises my voice.
That sucks.
That, and I'm not going to pollute the noise with the noise. I'm not going to pollute the audio with okay, Google noises. Oh, you see, now I said it and set it off. And now it's talking to me. It's slowly recording everything I say. Oh my God, how do I cancel this?
Press the lock button.
Oh, there we go. I locked it. Oh, good.
You'll open up and it'll just have recorded everything from the rest of the podcast. Hey.
Oh, no.
It has to. It could be a good way to transcribe the podcast. And then we can whack it through Google Translate and we can have it in French and German and Italian.
Man, this is and Russian. This weird-ass search has brought some interesting headlines. Okay, let me read the first headline.
Maybe this should become a feature.
Google
just asking
Chrome,
Google.
Listening in to your room shows the importance of privacy defense in ... Man, that is a cliffhanger if I ever see. I'm reading the rest of his headline. Let me open this bad boy in Firefox.
Did you know... I can't remember who it was. I think it was Samsung. They came out a few weeks back and like, oh yeah, just so you know, our TVs listen to you. So don't talk about anything private in front of them.
What the shit? What the fuck, Samsung? Actually, I've like, got a bought.
I don't know whether I dreamt it. I don't know whether it was in a dream.
Samsung.
Or
can
it was
lick
real.
My balls.
I should Google it.
Lick my balls. Because I had 128 gigabyte brand new mini SD card. Samsung. I used it all of once. I placed my tablet on a flat surface. SD card inside.
I wasn't dreaming.
I picked my tablet back up. The SD card was broken. I extracted the SD card.
Is this your shield one, yeah?
From my shield, yes.
That you've had so many problems with, you had to like get replaced like 3-4 times.
That was batteries. I'll go into that in a second because that's also aggravated me. So I removed the SD card, tried it in my PC. Nothing. Tried it in my old phone. Nothing. I called up Samsung. Apparently it's not in warranty anymore. So they basically told me to go fuck myself. So then I was suddenly down a 128 gigabyte card with a lot of data on it that cost me like 70 quid or some shit. So that was aggravating. And then, not even a month prior, my practically brand new Samsung solid state drive also mysteriously failed. Just for no reason, and I'm still in the process of getting that RMA.
I'm not a huge fan of Samsung products.
So frankly, Samsung, with their goddamn fucking Cold War level spying TVs.
No, just so you know, that is true. I've just Googled it. And Samsung, back in February the 9th, they sent out a warning to customers about discussing personal information in front of their smart television.
Who can't discuss personal information in their own living rooms?
Exactly.
God damn it. That's bullshit,
it's
Samsung.
Ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
It's fucking horseshit.
It's one of those bullshit things possible.
And their memory is apparently made out of glass and breaks if you look at it funny or place a tablet on a flat surface. So that can get fucked.
Privacy campaigners have said the technology smacked of the telescreens in George Orwell's 1984.
It really
which fucking
citizens,
does. And that's perfect because it does.
Man, it's really nice to have a new phone. I just had like 100 apps open and my phone hasn't slowed down.
It's a nice size phone. Can I hold it a sec?
You can indeed. If I open two apps on my old phone, it dies on me.
So this is like your plus size phone on iPhones, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit bigger because I think my old phone is the same size as the new larger iPhone, and this is like about half a centimeter bigger in both dimensions. It's got such a nice screen though. Mm. I can't remember the screen resolution, but it's like, it's the step in between like 2K and 1080p.
How much did it cost then?
To buy on Amazon, I think they're about £500.
Did you buy it brand new?
I didn't. I've got it.
You got it on
contract,
yeah.
But I worked out that for 2 years, it's costing me just over £900. It's like £900 and I think it's like £16 on top of that or some shit. And there was no upfront cost.
Yeah, but you have to remember the £900, that covers the cost of the phone plus the service on top. So it's not that bad.
If you take away like the £500 for the phone, that's like £400 for my SIM.
For 2 years.
And
Is that a lot of money for a SIM for 2 years?
It really isn't. Not with like the unlimited texts and phone calls and the data.
Think about it, actually. I spend like 50 something quid a month on my own.
If I bought the phone outright and got just a SIM contract was £1,100. So like, I'm saving like 200 quid by getting contracts. There was really no reason not to. Plus, it means when I come to the end of a cycle with this phone in 2 years, I can always upgrade to something else, which will hopefully be another Huawei Nexus device, because this is beautiful.
Phones upgrade every year. You've got a new device coming out. Why the fuck do we have 2 year contracts? They're cunts. I want to be able to upgrade every year and get the new phone.
Because fuck you.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Don't like you and don't care about you.
It's like,
so eat shit.
If like everybody does it. Apple, Samsung, HTC, even
you see,
Windows.
I don't think I'm ever
going
to go back
phones
to a mid or low end phone, because like this phone will survive the 2 years comfortably. Yeah. Like, it's got a fucking octa core in it and 3 gigs of RAM. It's like a desktop PC 3 years ago. Like, it's pretty decent. So it should survive 2 years, unless like in the next year someone releases a phone with 16K, a battery that lasts 6 weeks on a single charge and has like 25 gigs of memory. I'm not going to be looking to upgrade this for 2 years. That, or I'll drop it down a flight of stairs and shatter it or something like a fucking retard.
That's the issue though. Like, I think phones are pretty much designed for like a year's lifespan.
This phone. The, new Gorilla Glass and shit on it, and it's all solid aluminium.
My contract originally was the iPhone 5, and then I broke it, so I had to buy outright the iPhone 5S.
Ah, mate, fucked it.
So that ended up costing me far too much money, and now I'm like two devices behind.
Actually,
generation has got a new device coming out soon. It's
has just received an iPhone and already broken it. How long did your iPhone last? Do you want to lean into the mic here?
Like a week.
And how did it break?
Screen peeled up in the corner and stopped working.
The screen peeled up in the corner and stopped working.
How did it manage to do that?
How old is that for? Like you
that, that's
get
the iPhone 4S?
Secondhand, didn't you?
Yeah.
So,
4 or 4S? 4.
How long did the previous one have it?
Since it was new.
So, I mean, it is quite old, but, like, the screen shouldn't be falling out the front of it. That's kind of an issue. Like, if I picked up my phone one day and the screen fell out, I'd be looking to buy a new phone.
Something I have noticed on my phone, the glass panel on the top, it's the older it gets, the looser it's become.
Uh-huh.
Now I can press on it and I can feel a physical click every time I touch because it's just come loose.
Mate, it's that tactile old feedback they got a patent for. Oh, they've built it into your phone screen.
On the iPhone 6 S and 6S Plus, that works really nicely, the multi-touch
talking
thing.
Talking about tactile it's feedback, pretty what nice. I really hate is that fucking annoying vibration feedback whenever you tap your screen on phones. I can't deal with it. Like typing
You don't get it on iPhones.
You see, I always
you do,
disable
I think
it.
You do now on the new iPhones, but on this one,
I immediately disable it on any device I use. My tablet does it.
I think it'd be quite nice to
have. And I hate key sounds as well. Like the just let me push my fucking keys. I don't need a musical while I type my text message, goddammit. It's just annoying. Stop vibrating in my hand while I type in my passcodes. Stop shaking at me when I turn you on. Just stop vibrating.
How weird
just
is this,
notify
yeah?
me.
Talking about three. I've spent ages right now trying to look for that phone on 3.
Don't have it.
They don't sell it.
They
Why?
Do not. That's another reason they should go fuck themselves.
How am I meant to get a nice phone now?
Plug here. I'm going to throw in a plug. Sucks. Maybe O2 will sponsor me for this. If you go with Carphone Warehouse, O2, you can get the same contract I'm on with this bad motherfucker for £9 a month.
What's your data though? Because like I said,
Five
I use a lot
gigs.
Of data.
You can actually get an unlimited package on O2. And or to cap you instead of overcharging you, which is lovely.
How much money will that cost?
Look, man, I don't run O2.
Like, O2 is going to be bloody expensive, I think, to get an unlimited internet.
You know what you could do? If you get just a SIM pack, it'll be more expensive, obviously, but you can get just SIM packages these days that have unlimited internet. It's like a business package.
Yeah, but then
like,
I have to buy the phone separately and I can't afford that.
And the SIM is on its own is like £25 a month. Mm. But I mean, if you were looking for that, it would be a pretty decent option. I mean, you're gonna end up paying like.
I'd have to wait till my next
lost
student loan comes through.
But I mean, for 2 years, it's like £1,100 based on the little looking I did. So I mean, that's like pricey. A student loan. You could drop a student loan on that. Hell, I couldn't because Student Finance England, the absolute charming, wonderful. People they are. I'm trying not to use the word cunt here. I don't know if you can tell. The charming, wonderful people that they are have once again left me up shit creek with no paddles. when it comes to my student loan, and I'm getting the grand princely sum of £70 to survive on for the summer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Sorry,
man.
Not 70, 700. Not that that's much better. Because, I mean, how long summer? That's a few months.
£700.
Yeah.
We've got to pay for our rent over the summer out of that.
Yep.
Bills and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Food to live. Actually having a summer.
Yep.
Mate, student loans have screwed you, like. I haven't looked at mine yet. I'm too terrified to look
over
at mine
a barrel
for the next one.
And then all taking turns bumming me.
Like, student loans is one of the worst companies out there, without
a doubt.
They are terrible. This year, my first lot of student loan got messed up.
My second lot
of student loan got messed up. I ended up getting about half the amount that I was meant to get. And they're not giving me any of the other money.
Man, I wish I'd
I've been insanely poor. It's ridiculous.
I don't even have a penny to scratch my ass with. Those motherfuckers.
Yeah, I've been in my overdraft since day one of student loan.
Because all of the money I got straight away went out on my house. How stupid the concept of student loans are in the first goddamn place. We have to pay the cunt back anyway. Give us the fucking money. Like, if we are paying it back, which we fucking are, for starters, just give us the amount we need to be able to live.
Yeah.
Why do we have to receive this, like... What annoys me the most is it goes off parents' estimated income, which doesn't really have anything to do with you.
No. Like, my mum, like, she gives me money every now and then to help me out.
Yeah.
But it's only stuff like £20.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, Isaac, go get yourself some nice food. Thanks, mum. Cool. But that's it. Like, it's not like they're giving you thousands of pounds to help you through uni.
You aren't getting £10k a year to pay for your fucking student accommodation and stuff. Like, you ain't getting shit. Unless you're one of these fucking rich trust fund kids, you ain't getting shit.
Precisely. And who are the rich trust fund kids? They're like the 1% of university attenders. Uh-huh.
Durham Uni wankers. If you're listening at Durham Uni,
we can't go slating any universities here, mate.
We can't. I'll fight all of them. They're all called Giles and wear jumpers crisscrossed over their shoulders and play golf.
You're called the Blanketeer and you wear blanket.
Yeah, because I'm the Blanketeer. They want to tussle.
You're a sentient pile of blankets,
damn
mate.
Damn right I am. I'm an angry pile of blankets as well. I bet plenty of children die every year suffocating in blankets, and they'll be next.
Mm. Definitely.
Got really dark. Really quickly. Holy shit.
When was the 4th of March? It's today. Oh, that's pretty awesome then, because SpaceX, today, it probably happened like yesterday to the people listening, or a few days ago, but they're doing another attempted launch.
What you're seeing is we've missed it.
No, it's this evening. 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, if you get this edited really quick, we could get this out and spread the word and everyone will tune in.
Definitely.
Edit it right now while we're recording.
But yeah, like that's quite cool. I like SpaceX as a company.
They're a pretty decent company also. I quite like Virgin Galactic as well. That's a pretty interesting concept.
I don't know, like Virgin Galactic, I don't think we'll ever get to the point where it's proper space travel, where SpaceX are doing proper space travel already. Virgin Galactic, they literally just take you up to the outer edges of the atmosphere where gravity no longer has an effect on your body, and then you come back down to Earth.
Are you telling me you don't want to go to the upper edges of the
atmosphere? Oh, no. I'm not saying I don't want to. But what I'm saying is, I would rather go to the moon.
I mean...
Or Mars.
There's not much there, mate. They don't even have a KFC. Like,
yes.
There's not much kicking about on the moon. We could build one. Are you building the KFC? Because I'm not going
I'm not going to build the KFC because I'm vegan.
It would be
a bit weird for a vegan to go and build a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Maybe it's different on the moon. The moon chickens are vegan.
Moon chickens.
You heard me. Moon chickens. I believe in moon chickens. And the Earth's flat. Come at me. The Earth's not flat. Who said that recently?
The Earth is actually concave.
What idiot said that recently, that the Earth was flat? It's like a rapper or something.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't Kanye West.
No, it wasn't.
But it's the kind of thing I'd expect Kanye West to say. I can't remember, but Neil deGrasse Tyson had a massive Twitter argument with him.
I don't like him either, to be honest.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's an arrogant cunt.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to stick up for him there.
His science
is sound.
Like, he's got a good knowledge of science, and I like his knowledge of science.
I think he's entertaining, but he's a bit of a dick. You can't argue with an obnoxious arsehole guy.
He's definitely full of himself.
Bit of a knob.
But to be fair, if you
and
were Neil deGrasse Tyson, you'd be a bit full of yourself.
That haircut, that one slapping clean off his head.
You know who my favourite scientist celebrity person
is?
Are you going
to say Bill Nye, the science guy? No, he's not even a science guy. He was an engineer.
Yeah,
he's not even a science man.
But
that's science for idiots.
Okay, Sheldon. didn't realize we're in a Big Bang Theory now.
Oh, I hate him as well. I hate that whole show.
Well, dude, you are him.
No, don't say that. You were like
the English version of Sheldon Cooper.
This was the first and last episode of the DIY budget superheroes. Because the Blanketeer is going to go hang himself now. thanks to Poncho Man over there. You prick.
I don't apologize. I would just be lying.
Asshole. I hope you stub your toe.
You are Sheldon Cooper, my friend.
Oh, man. You know what? I hope you finish editing this and then accidentally delete it and I'm going to laugh at you. I'm going to laugh at you and all of your insults that have disappeared with the podcast and the world will be a better place. It won't be. We need this part. We've got to put this part out. We've put too much work into pilots that we've not put out.
Well, I'm really happy with the quality of this podcast. Like, I think this has been a solid pilot.
I mean, we've got to review this at some point.
Yeah.
And it's, oh man, it's going to be a lot to review. We're at 51 minutes.
Well, we can only skim through it. We don't have to listen to it fully. We can just skim through it. Put it into 2x speed.
That'll work.
Yeah.
I mean, we do talk pretty quickly, though. I mean, 2x speed is going to be some pretty intense talking.
It's going to sound like we're speaking to aliens, man. We've picked up some radio signals of some alien race.
I mean, that could be pretty cool. Could build a giant radio antenna and start a podcast of aliens.
Yeah, man.
I'll ring SETI, ask if they'll lend us theirs. Like, they ain't doing much. They haven't found shit in years. Don't worry about it.
Just beam out podcasts to aliens.
I mean, aliens have something to listen to, man.
Would you trust us two to be the people who are sending out radio signals on a constant basis, talking to aliens about what it's like on Earth?
Dude.
I reckon the aliens would come and they would kill us all.
I don't even trust me to be an ambassador for myself. Let alone the human race. Like, I'm sorry I've killed everyone. Like, you're all dead because
I wouldn't class us as ambassadors. It would be the PR campaign.
That's not better. That is not better. Me and public relations do not get on.
A PR campaign done through podcasting.
Man, I hope Trump doesn't hear this because he's going to get an idea.
Oh, no.
The Trumpcast.
Oh,
no. We're going to build a podcast and make Mexico pay for it.
Wait. We should start a second podcast where we just take the piss out of Donald Trump constantly.
Can we not just make that this podcast?
No, I think that's too off topic. But let's just get this straight. Donald Trump is a dickhead.
We'll bring it in the show.
If you're American
notes.
And you vote Donald Trump, what is wrong with you?
You know who I don't like, though? John Oliver.
I love John Oliver.
Oh,
I love him. He's sarcastic. Dickhead. He's witty. He is hilarious.
Prick. And he wasted...
Are you on about the Trump thing?
What annoys me the most is he wasted his platform where he could do some actual damage with one big, shitty, poorly thought out joke. That's the worst, like... I already didn't like him, but the fact he wasted his actual chance to do something useful for a change and actually do some real activism, and he fucked it by just making it into one big waste of time, 25-minute joke about Trump's old German surname.
Trump.
What a prick.
Like, that's the issue. The way America's been covering it with their chat shows, what's his face?
They are turning him into an anti-hero.
The Tonight Show. What's his name?
Is that...
Does the Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Yes. It was right on
the tip
of my tongue.
All of these people, Jimmy Fallon, John Oliver, the others. In fact, John Stewart's the only person that's actually a decent chat show host, and he's no longer a chat show host, which is shit because John Stewart is brilliant. But yeah,
see, I can't
off
hack
topic,
any of the American chat shows. I don't know any of these people, apart from John Oliver.
The issue is that they're all glamorizing Trump. Yes, they're taking the piss out of him, but they're doing it in a way that
makes him into an anti-hero. Yeah.
Yeah. And that they're making people be like, oh, he's quite funny, we should vote for him. Because you know the amount of people, like dumb people around the world, yeah. And you know America has quite a few dumb people. No offense to Americans here. Like, I'm not saying Americans are dumb, because a lot of Americans aren't. But you do have some dumb people there.
Look,
and
man.
So does Bren.
There is a quote.
But yeah.
Think how average the stupid person is.
Yeah.
Think how stupid
the average
person
is.
And then remember,
are you one of those average people?
Half of them. Are stupider than that. I'm kind of interested right now to hear our studio guest weigh in on the whole Trump situation. What do you think about Trump?
I don't know. I don't follow.
You don't follow.
You don't follow U.S. politics.
You don't follow politics in general, or just U.S.
Or
politics?
Just U.S.
Not in general. Unusual. Someone apolitical has entered the studio.
Apolitical. I like that term.
It's a very good term. It's a very good time.
Well, I'm heavily political.
I'm also very heavily political.
I'm like your libertarian left-winger.
I'm just angry at everything. I'm slightly conservative-leaning angry man. It's basically the
that's
gist of it.
That's a good summarization, man. That's a good summarization of you. You're just an angry,
slightly
right-leaning...
Just mad, kind of... I just get mad at shit, and it just happens that I mainly get mad at things that other right-wing people get mad at.
Thank you so much for checking out the pilot episode of the DIY Budget Superhero Podcast. We're now going to plug ourselves just a little bit here. You can find us on Facebook at DIY Budget Superheroes, on Twitter at DIY Superheroes. We're also on YouTube, we're on SoundCloud, and we're going to be on iTunes and Stitcher as well, along with a lot of other places. So you can find us everywhere that you can find podcasts, pretty much. So yeah, thank you so much for checking us out. Please do check out all of our content. We've had an amazing time doing it today, and we're going to be bringing a lot more podcasts to you in the future. Peace.